Welcome to Northeastern Wisconsin's All Business Talk Show on the radio. We've been going on our eighth year right now, and we're so glad you could join us this morning. On this show, we talk about survival tips. We talk empowerment strategies. We talk about startup advice. We talk about marketing tips, accounting, tax tips. We talk sales techniques. We talk cash flow management. And it just goes on and on and on. And we do interview a lot of good guests on the show. We bring on business authors, business experts, attorneys, CPAs, CEOs, CFOs, bankers, consultants, etc. And last but not least, we always bring on good, hardworking entrepreneurs, the people that are doing it, building the businesses, starting the businesses, growing the businesses, expanding, all that good stuff.
The people who listen to our program are entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And we want to be a how-to program, bring them information that gives them advice on how to accomplish what they're looking at. And the program is brought to the audience each week by the SCORE chapter. We produce the program. The SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. SCORE is a national organization. We have about 60 counselors in our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter covers eight counties stretching from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we have a website. If you're interested in learning more about our SCORE chapter, the counselors and the programs, you can go to scorefoxcities.com. Look at the website, scorefoxcities.com. If you're interested in scheduling a session with a counselor, you can fill out an application online, submit the button, indicate what your need is, if it's something to do with marketing or IT or HR, banking, lending, borrowing, whatever, accounting, indicate that, because we have, out of those SCORE counselors, we have people who have spent their careers in many different areas who are more than willing to help you with those areas where you want to grow your company.
And if people will, when they click onto that website, if they will go to and click onto the radio show, it will bring them to another website, which is our BizTalk website.
Right. And that's where you can listen to all of the archived radio programs. Mm-hmm. We've started to archive those programs last year. So if you want to search out a topic or a particular guest that we've had in the past that's available on the website. We're getting really technical and up to date on our technology, Jim, so the SCORE chapter is using some of the own resources we have.
But it also, we're starting to come into the 21st century, aren't we?
I'd like to thank all the sponsors who help pay for the program. We have to pay for the radio airtime and some of the things that go on here. Jim and I don't make any money at this. We're SCORE volunteers, but we do have some costs, and we want to thank Associated Bank for being a lead sponsor on that. They've been with us for a number of years. Epiphany Law is a law firm in Appleton. Kevin Eisman and his team focus only on business law, so thanks to Epiphany Law. Albertson Hailing CPAs, Kurt Hailing over there. They have offices in Green Bay and Appleton. They're busy right now with tax time, but if you need any help either on the personal or business tax side or business planning or personal issues, give Kurt Hailing a call over at Albertson Hailing. We have another great sponsor in the Better Business Bureau. Joellen Walling was a guest several weeks ago, and if you're in business, you should go check out the Better Business Bureau. If you're a consumer, check out the Better Business Bureau. It's a great objective resource of information about businesses and about business practices.
Plus, there's a lot of services there, mediation services,
absolutely,
things that people don't realize they do. So,
and our last and final sponsor is Venture Center out at Fox Valley Technical College, Amy Peach with her eSeed program. We thank the Venture Center for being a sponsor. And we'd like to give a special mention to the Business News, who does promote our program each 2 weeks in their periodical. And if you're not subscribed to the Business News, you should consider it. For $18 a year, every other week you're going to get a newspaper that's full of relevant, good business news concerning our Valley area.
Very good stuff. Larry Dish and Jerry Mader, folks over at the Business News, do a great job. So I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, with Tony Bush, and we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk. And we got a great guest coming up in a few minutes. We're going to talk about home-based businesses today. I've got an author that wrote a book. He will be with us in just a little bit. And why don't we go ahead and take a quick break here. We want you to stay with us, folks, because we got a great show coming up this morning. If you've ever wanted to start your own business, this is the show to be listening to this morning. You're right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
LLC or S-Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes. And they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law. And they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers are anxious to work with BBB accredited businesses and trust them to do the job better. Whether you're looking for a heating contractor, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian, consumers prefer to start with trust. And there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. Our company reliability reports on Wisconsin businesses now feature grades of A+ through F. This new system helps consumers make better informed purchase decisions. Business owners are consumers, too. Who would you trust to do a better job? A BBB accredited business with an A+ grade or a non-accredited business that doesn't make the grade? To find out more, go to wisconsin.bbb.org or call 920-734-4352 to apply for BBB accreditation.
Okay, we are back. We're talking business right here on BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And Tony has got a couple of announcements before we get into our show this morning. Go ahead, Tony.
Yep, thanks, Jim. There's just a couple of announcements I'd like to make. One is for Epiphany Law. They're having an event called How to Differentiate Yourself from Your Competition. Now, everybody wants to be unique in the marketplace, and there's plenty
of
competition.
Marketing, yes.
This event is going to happen on March 23rd at 5 o'clock at the Wave Bar and Ballroom. Anne-Marie Koleski of Hands to Heart LLC and William Tay of Trade Winds International will kick off the session with some key points to consider. Epiphany Law is a sponsor. There's a $10 fee. And if you'd like to attend, contact Lori at Epiphany Law, at 996-0000.
Nice number, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great number. But again, it's March 23rd, 5 o'clock at the Wave Ballroom. The topic is differentiate yourself from your competition. It's part of the Entrepreneurs
Anonymous. Easy for you to say, Tony.
Entrepreneurs Anonymous, which is a program that Epiphany Law sponsors. Another event coming up on March 24th is going to be held at the Catalyst Performance Group at 536 North Richmond Street. It's an Alliance 360 presentation. Alliance 360 is a consortium of business owners, business leaders who've gotten together to bring some information to the community. This is going to feature three presenters. I'm one of them. Successfully managing your cash flow and your banking relationship. Tony Krantz is talking about 401k fiduciary risk assessment. That's a big thing today because business owners who have retirement plans, who are the fiduciary for those plans, need to do it right, or there are potential lawsuits against the owner. So that is a hot topic. And then Kevin, or Chris Forsland, is a business development, director of business development for the Selmer companies on construction projects. But that Alliance 360 is a, it's a seminar where there's discussion and questions going on. You can ask questions of the presenters. That's going to be held at the Catalyst Performance Group on March 24th. There's a $25 charge for that. And that $25, all of it is going to be donated between SCORE and a charity selected by the Catalyst Performance Group. So nobody's making any money on this. It all goes to charity, and 25 or 50% of that goes back to our SCORE chapter, Jim. So we're happy to, you know, announce this.
Yes, we are. Okay. Okay, we got a great show for you this morning. We're going to talk businesses. In fact, this morning, one of the things that says probably, Tony, you counsel people at the SCORE chapter just like I do, and a lot of people coming in to see us want to start a business. And in today's world, we're finding a lot of those people want to run that business from home with all the technology and the way the way it is today that you can do that.
I do it.
You do it, and you do it very successfully, and
you
I do it.
It. Yep.
And so, yes, we're, so we both know our guest this morning is an author who actually is one of the a very sought-after speaker in America, and he mixes humor with bright, quick, and funny, and he makes his audiences laugh. And
really hard.
Yes, and Pete Billick has written some 57 books, of which 46 are bestsellers. And he finds a topic that appeals to the masses, and he writes big print. I love it. I love it. I can read it. And in little words, and he's with us this morning, Pete Billick. Pete, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Sure, yes. I'm good. Here. I'm excited about this.
Well,
good
morning, Pete.
Did I say that right, or did I flub it here?
Pete Billick, that's right.
Okay, I got it right. And actually, I got one of your books. It came to me in the mail. I'm a member of the SCORE chapter, and I looked through it. The first thing I thought of is I'm being solicited for some multi-level marketing program, and as I got into it, I found out that wasn't the way it was, Pete. This I got to apologize to you. It's very well written, very concise, and bold print, so I can read.
Little words, right, Jim?
See, at my age, Pete, you need all the help you can get.
Well, you know, I have a son that's 17 and one that's 15. My 17 is an overachiever. He has a 99.97 average. He said, Daddy, you write wrong. You have dangling participles and gerund phrases and well, I said, I don't even know what those things are.
You know,
I
editor.
Just write for communication, substance. You know, I try to reach the regular people.
Sure.
That's why my print is like 14-point print, and I'm still bold. I really want them to understand what I'm saying, not misinterpret a bit, and I go right at them, and I tell them the truth.
Yeah, and, well, you've been writing, it looks like your background has you as a staff writer for some national TV shows, MASH being one of them. Is that correct?
Yeah, and All in the Family and Barney Miller, and I did a couple things for Family Ties and Cheers. I just like bouncing around. I think I maybe get bored if I keep doing the same thing. So that's why, like right now, in fact, since you guys got that packet, two more of my books came out. So I'm at 59 books now, and I'm working on number 60, which is called Eat Your Way to Hell and Take Your Kids With You.
Say, Pete, do you have a website or something that you could share with the audience to let people know how they can go find out more about you and your books?
Well, yeah, they can. Let me see what it is. I don't even look at it. It's like remembering your own telephone number. You never call it, but it's swan-hub.com. Swan, like the
bird duck. Swan, yeah.
Swan-pub.com. But you know, while I do these shows, guys, what I do is I give books away. People say, oh, man, how do you give stuff? Well, first of all, the book's only $10. Mm-hmm. No big deal. And I rewrite the book, like this book on your home-based business and how to make it work. I really started that about 8 years ago, but I called it The Millionaires Are Coming, and it did okay. Then I changed the title and called it The New Millionaires, and it did all right. So then when it came time when the country is in its dredge right now, I wrote Your Home-Based Business and How to Make It Work, and since then I've sold several million copies.
Wow. Yeah.
So
Pete,
it's just a title.
That's interesting,
and
Pete.
I did another book. I don't want to advertise my books, but 26 years ago, I said I was rich, and 25 years ago, I was poor because I invested in two things in Texas, real estate and oil, and they wrote their own books, Chapter 11, Chapter 7, Chapter 13, and I was stuck. So I wrote How Not to Be Lonely, How to Find a Mate, Where to Look, What to Say, and How to Keep One. And women bought the book about 1,000 to 1 because men don't read that junk. So I did the same book. I put Tonight on it, How Not to Be Lonely Tonight. And the book did over $80 million. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Well, see,
I mean,
it's a matter of semantics.
Oh, it's fun, but I tell you, the home-based business book, you know, with these trying times now, these economic problems, so many people are losing jobs, are looking for a part-time job.
Sure.
And so that's what I want them to do. I want them to find a business. I want them to ask the right questions. And I want them to test themselves, because if somebody's dumber than a post, and they have no money to invest, they don't need a lot, they don't want to work, they don't like people, they should stay with their regular job.
Right. Pete.
But if they want to get in another business, I tell them what to look for. And I've been very successful with it. I mean, 35 years I've researched these different companies and these different people. I've talked with multimillionaires. I've talked with people who failed. I mean, and I have all of this. I don't have their stories in the book, but I have the results of their stories in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pete, there's a very interesting statistic, an article that was written by the Kauffman Foundation. The Kauffman Foundation dedicates itself to entrepreneurism in our country and does a lot to help support entrepreneurism. And they put an article out last fall, a white paper. Someone had gone back and looked at all of the Inc. 500 and the Fortune 500 companies and went back and looked at when they started. Over 60% of those companies started in a recession or a downturn. So we're in a really bad recession downturn right now, but that doesn't mean that there isn't hope. And a lot of these folks who start out in their homes, like your book helps to support, these people could potentially someday be very, very successful.
Well, they have to find the trend, and that's what I help them to do. I rewrite my book every 6 or 7 months, and I put whatever the new trend is, because, you know, travel was a great, great, great business to go into, because travel agents are no longer existent. Everyone works from the Internet, but people aren't traveling not. You know, in a time of economic strain, the first thing they do is they don't eat out as often, they don't travel as long or as much. And they stay married unhappily because they can't afford a divorce. I mean, it's the fact. So, my book is a meat and potatoes book, and I really do come right at them. And I explain the difference between a pyramid and a pyramid scheme. Mm-hmm. I explain residual to linear income, and I explain that the people need to find a product that the masses want or need that is either cheaper, unique, or they can get it to them faster for the same price. I mean, they need to look at the product first. Then they have to look at the pay plan. How much do they get? Some of these companies pay good. Some of them don't. And so I give them the questions to ask. Even when they ask their best friend who says, oh, this will grow horns on chickens. This will make you live forever. This will grow hair in a bowling ball. Poor babies, they don't know what they're talking about. So I give them the questions to ask. And I tell you, the book has been a tremendous success.
Pete, we talk about millionaires and becoming a millionaire through a home-based business. We see ads in the paper that tell us we're going to get filthy rich. All we got to do is send some money off and
stuff
envelopes or whatever. Can people become millionaires starting these home-based businesses? Is this a reality?
Well, they can, they can. They ask me, can I become a millionaire? I said, maybe, but probably not. The odds aren't in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get them to avoid scams. Miss Glenn, a sweet lady that's got a big ranch around 10, 12 miles from where I am,
mm-hmm.
She said, 87 years old, widowed. She said, Mr. Billack, I'm going to make $1 million in next week. I said, doing what, Miss Glenn? You're selling part of your ranch? No, they got a deposed prince from Nigeria who wants me to send him $50,000, and he's going to send me $1 million. I said, oh, good. Well, I put her in the car, and we went right to the bank and canceled that check. There's too many scams going. Even with Haiti, there's 150 scams going out there right now.
Oh,
so
I
teach the people in my book what to ask for. I help them make an informed decision on what they're doing.
You know, we have a sponsor for our program, Pete, and the sponsor is called the Better Business Bureau. And I think the Better Business Bureau is one resource people could go to look to see if that is a scam or not. That's a pretty legitimate...
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, because that's what I tell people. I said, you know, when you're looking for a job, when you're looking for a part-time job, and I don't mean part-time 3 hours. I mean 15, 20 hours a week. Give it a shot. Give it a chance to make it.
Right.
I want them to find out about the product, the pay plan. Look at the officers, too. Find out how many times they've been in jail. Or find out if they have any money, find out if they have integrity. If they don't have integrity, I don't even talk to these people.
Yeah, well, I got to question the legalities of some of the stuff out there, and I think the Federal Trade Commission does a pretty good job of trying to police this stuff, but it's very tough. It's very tough. It's like trying to, you know, plug up the dike.
Everybody has to do their research if they're going to start
a
business.
Well, my gripe with the Federal Trade Commission is, and I've been fighting them for years, I mean, they're wonderful and they do a good job, but sometimes they don't. When I find an attorney that graduates from school and he goes to work for the FTC, and he finds out that a pizza delivery boy, 24 years old, is making $25,000 a month, that angers him. And what they do sometime, and it's really wrong, is that if a company that has 300,000 or 400,000 employees, these network marketing companies, they have 300,000 or 400,000 members, and if three or four of them or five of them make some false claims, Federal Trade Commission closes the whole company down.
Yeah.
If I have some of my people making a mistake, because I had a big ranch just a few years ago. I have a small place now. But if one or two of my people aren't doing right, tell me and I'll handle it. Don't close everybody down.
Yeah, I think
but,
that's...
But the thing is that people can make money. I'm not going to say, millionaire, get out of here. I've helped several hundred become millionaires, and I've helped tens of thousands with... See, I wanted, when I started this out, guys, I wanted people to make an extra $500 or $600 or $700 a month only, having a good time at what they're doing. Don't be so serious about your part-time job. You know, have fun. I tell them. I said, you know, you have friends, relatives, and neighbors. Tell them about your business. God, don't beg them and threaten them and pursue them. Tell a little bit and shut up. And if they don't ask anything, tell them a little bit more. If they don't ask anything then, pass them up. You know, I said, tell, don't sell. People love to buy. They hate things sold. So... Yeah, I want them to go into it with an open mind and with their eyes wide open, and don't listen to that silk suit in front of the room tell you how you're going to make $10,000 a week by doing nothing. It just doesn't happen that way.
Pete, hold the thought, because we're going to take a short little break, and stay with us here, because we're coming right back, and we're going to give people a number they can call and get one of Pete's books here this morning. So, okay, you're on the Business News Talk Radio 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
Okay, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk this morning. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush, and we're talking about home-based businesses. Before we get back to our guest, I did want to mention that if you want to give us a call this morning, come on, have a question for Pete Billick, our guest. All you got to do is call us at 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, 281-1150, and if you're outside of Appleton, you can call us at 866-887-1150. That's 866-887-1150. And I think Pete is willing to give away some books this morning. So this is a great book. It's called Your home-based business and how to make it work. And the author is Pete Billick, who is with us this morning. Pete, are you with us?
Yes, I am. And, you know, and I give my books away because I was saying it during the break that I rewrite the book every 6 or 8 months because I try to follow the trend and make just small changes in it. So I have about 15,000 books that I give away. I mean, the postage is paid. The book is free. It's only a 10-buck book. The postage is paid. The book is free. And the call is free. I just want the people to promise me, not that they'll fulfill that, that they'll read the book right away because it could change their financial life forever.
Well, it's
they
an easy read.
Me,
it's,
they can. I'll talk to them.
Do you want to give a number that people can call you?
The number they can call is 1-800-473-2086. 1-800-473-2086.
Okay. We're talking home-based businesses here now. One of the things that some people might be thinking is, well, you've got to have a certain prerequisite. Maybe you've got to be a Wharton School of Business grad to be in your own business. Maybe you've got to have a certain kind of education degree. Is any of that stuff true?
No, it's not true. I mean, I've seen people with high school GEDs make an awful lot of money.
Or and not I've even a high school education.
And I've seen people with PhDs not make anything.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it if they just try. They're just a certain system. I even help them. I talk to a lot of people every day. I help them find a system that suits their personality. Mm-hmm. You know, I find them, I ask them to have fun with it. You know, if there's a meeting, tell your friends, hey, I need your help. I need your advice. Come with me to a meeting and take them to a meeting, but not any meeting, only good meetings.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to go to meetings. See what's so good about this business. Not only can anyone do it, regardless of their height, weight, age, economic level, their education, anybody can do it. But there's a certain thing, they have to put forth effort. And most people fail in this business because they don't work. Then again, most people fail in every business.
Hey, Pete,
I tell them the truth.
Pete, I have a question for you. This is Tony.
Tony.
In the people you work with and as you travel around and give your presentations, how important is a business plan? To sit down and plan it and give it consideration and then execute it, but measure the plan's performance.
Oh, that's exactly right. I remember the old insurance business a long time ago. They said, plan your work and work your plan.
Right.
You have to have a plan. You have to find a system that suits your personality. Some people put my books out in stores, and they give the guy $3 or $4 for a book. They get it for maybe $5. They buy a cap. I sell cases at a time. I don't want to sell one book at a time. I do, but it's like picking ticks off a giant llama. I like selling cases. So if these people, if they want to get a home-based business, many of them buy a case of my books, like 100 or so in the case, and they put them in different places. They hand it to friends and to get it back, or they use it to explain what network marketing is and a pyramid scheme and stuff like that. I do it better than they can because I put it in regular words anyone can understand.
Pete, what's the difference between a network marketing business, a legitimate network marketing business, and a pyramid scheme?
Well, you know, all the network marketing businesses now are they're not pyramid schemes. Sometimes you get pyramid schemes around tax time or around Christmas when people say send $5,000 in an envelope or $100 or, like my poor Mrs. Glenn, $50,000. I mean, those are pyramid schemes. You got to have a product or a service to sell.
Right.
It's got to be something that people want or need. Don't come up with some strange stuff. I mean, I can't name any names, but I know 4 or 5 businesses. I don't even know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I even wrote a book on one of them, and a guy explained it to me, and I didn't know what he was talking about.
If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true.
No, it's not. I mean, there is work involved, but it's the fastest, easiest, least expensive way for a regular person to go into business. When I started, I wanted mom to be there when the kids came home from school.
Right.
I wanted dad not to come home from one job, wolf down food, run off to another one. No, I mean, I really want to help people, and if they read the book, they'll understand. I mean, I come right from the heart and right from the head. I try to make it an equal amount.
And you said you have a website at swan-pub?
Yeah, swan-pub.com. But that just tells them about the different books that I've written. I mean, I've written so many books. If I don't get Alzheimer's, I'll be smart by the time I finish this stuff.
You know,
the fact is that if they call that 800 number, they just leave their name and their telephone number to the operator. I'll have someone call them because that's what I do. I network market my books. See, when I did How Not to Be Lonely, I made 677 speeches the first year to Kiwanis, to Lions, to Rotary, to realtors groups, to anybody who would have me. So then I found some people who said, hey, we have an organization. We'd like to sell your books. So the book was $10. Mm-hmm. So it might cost me $3, $3.50 to make. So I said, okay, you give me $4 and you market my book. So then in 1 year, I had several thousand people marketing my books. And I worked it that way. And I talk about residual income. I went to the hospital about 4 years ago for 3 days for a checkup. When I came out, I had $17,000. Residual income. Listen, it doesn't happen all the time, or I'd go to the hospital for a year and a half.
Probably not bad. You have to pay all that money for insurance then, Pete.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm old enough. I get Medicare and Medicaid. I don't get Medicaid.
See, Pete,
I'm not sure what it is. I get Meta something.
Here's a problem I have in network marketing is probably has done more to turn people off because of it, and you point that out in your book, is that there may be a few of the people in that are distributors of these products, lotions, potions, vitamins, soaps, waters, all sorts of things, stuff that's consumed, right? And people
right.
will have to reorder and reorder and reorder, and that's how, you know, everybody makes a buck off of upline, downline, sideline, inline.
Right, you're right. Yeah, but, you understand
But here's the problem that I have, and I think what a lot of people have been misled on, is people come in and tell them that you're going to get rich, just like I am. You're going to be making 10 grand a month in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, and too many people don't have success with it because it's all geared to recruitment. Am I right? I mean,
You're exactly yeah. right. It's recruitment. But see, yeah. this is what happens. You have to talk to about 100 people before you find three or four people who are willing to work, who are willing to adopt work ethics. Let's say you have some good ones.
You're right, but not too many people are
going
to go out and talk to 100 people. They just don't have that kind of tenacity. They're not going to do that. You know that. I know that.
Hey, they quit. They quit. they jump to a better mousetrap. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, this one host said, well, Pete, you tell the truth. 85% of people fail at network marketing. Mm-hmm. I said, that's true, but 95% of the people fail at life. So mm-hmm. I tell them what to do, but I tell you what's wonderful about what I do is we all like appreciation. And when people call me from 10, 15, 5, 3 years ago, they say, Pete, we're doing this, we're doing that, we want to thank you. Boy, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I travel around the world, Priceline, Motel 6, they don't make any money off of me because I stay at these people's houses.
Hey, Pete.
So it's fun, but
you're touching...
it's thrilling to do that. But no, I have people. One lady's in the business, she said, I've been in the business for 9 months. What is network marketing? I said, ma'am, I don't know. They don't know. They need to know what the pay plan is.
Right.
That's why I give them those key questions to ask.
Pete,
before they get involved in anything.
Pete,
if they ask the questions, they have a great chance on succeeding if they work.
Pete, you just touched on something that's key to a successful entrepreneur. You just touched on it. You just said that you love appreciation, and you love it when people come back and say, Pete, what you told me 5, 10, 15 years ago made a difference in my life. I think that that's the underlying motivation to a successful entrepreneur is that they start doing what they want to do, not because it's going to make them a lot of money, but if they do what they want to do, the reward will follow. But they can't go forcing something to happen for the money, and they don't like what they're doing.
No, they can't. They have to help others, you know.
Yes.
Now, I was against supplements for a while because everybody's got a, like I say, some secret ingredient that's going to make you live forever and do whatever there is to do.
Yeah.
Well, most of these supplements you can buy at Walmart for about one-fifth the price. They're the same.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
They have to get something that's unique.
They used to call
now,
that snake oil when I was a kid,
thing.
Didn't they?
Pardon?
They used to call that snake oil when I was a kid.
We have a caller on the line here, Pete. We have a caller with a question. Good morning, Carl.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, I have a question. Pete's been a writer for a long time. That's his career. I understand that. Is that correct? Yes.
Yes.
And so how would someone get started in writing and publishing? Because my wife is actually a pretty good writer, but she, you know, I say so you should write that and publish it, and she said, well, I don't even know how to get started doing that, but. You know, if you've spent your entire life writing, and you have connections in the business, and all these books, so how do you actually get them published? Are you paying to publish them yourself, or again, you've been doing this for a long time, so you probably have a lot of connections.
Well,
that's a great question.
Yeah,
for years.
Well, when I did my How Not to Be Lonely book, I got turned down by 30-something people. One guy said, "Not my cup of tea." Well, a guy would have made $7 million if he had tried my cup of tea, because I had to do it myself, and I bought my own publishing company. So whatever I write gets published. And I can say what I want without anybody editing it. I mean, I have editors, you know. But it's not easy. Because, see, there are 2 million books a year printed, new books. And most people, I get some waitress calls me up. She said, oh, my stepdad molested me, and I'm and my boyfriend beats me up. And who cares about that story? You got to write something that you're going to help people. People want to know, how are you going to help me? How are you going to help me? How are you going to entertain me? How are you going to help me with my business? How are you going to help me with my health? How are you going to help me with my personal problems? That's what they want to do. And it's very difficult to write. There's only 13% of the books in bookstores where the author makes any money. Mm-hmm. And that's frightening. It's almost like being a poet or an artist. So it's difficult. But there's a book out there called Literary Marketplace, LMP. It's in the library. It costs about $300. Mm-hmm. They won't let you check it out. But you look in there, and it gives the name of agents. Find agents in New York. I know there are fine agents, good agents other places, but find an agent from New York. Send them a little bit about what you do. But mostly what these publishers want now, they really don't. If I write a good book and you write a great book and I'm going to tell them how I'm going to market it, they're going to go with me. It's bottom line stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's terrible because it's changed. I mean, people.
Pete, hold the thought. We got to take a little break here. It's our last break.
I'm sorry.
When we come back to you, we're gonna go on with where you left off here. So you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the new North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are back on Biz Talk coming down the stretch here this morning. Our guest, Pete Billick, has been talking about home-based businesses. And one of the things our caller, Carl, asked about was your books are self-published. Is that correct, Pete?
Yes, they are. Several of them weren't. But you make 10% on whatever anybody does. I make 50% if I publish my own. So I take my chance. But what I'd like the caller to do is... call that number, get a copy of my home-based business book. In it, they have my personal email address, and it has my telephone number. And because it's going to take longer than an hour to even explain to them, but I love new writers because they have a lot of good books out there.
What's
that
number, Pete? What's that number, Pete?
Oh, the number is 1-800-473-2086. 1-800-473-2086. And that gentleman can email me, he and his wife, and I want them to take their manuscript when they finish it. I want them to put it in a certified envelope and mail it to themselves and don't open it so nobody steals what you have. That's sort of a cheap copyright for $4 and something.
That's very true.
If he'll email me, call me, I'll spend some time with his wife and him and tell him and give him some pointers.
That would be great.
Well, that's good. We can be a mentor here, and I like it. That's one of the things you talk about in your book. So, listen, we're coming down the stretch, Pete, and we'd love to get a biz tip out of you, a pearl of wisdom that we can leave our listeners with. We always ask the guests to do this coming down the stretch.
Well, the thing is, they need to look academically. Again, if they read my Your Home-Based Business book, they'll understand exactly what they can do, the questions they need to ask. It'll give them the answers. And if they do that, and they test themselves to find out, will I put this time together? Will I make some calls? Will I do this? I tell them exactly what to do. And if they'll do it, they have a good chance on making money. And I tell you, I'm talking about $800, $900, $1,000 a month, maybe more as it goes on. But, you know, you don't start making big money until you're in these things 12, 15, 18 months. That's when, if you hang in there, chances are you'll make some money.
And they can get the book by calling 1-800-473-2086. Pete, we want to thank you very much for being our guest this morning. It did a great job, and we really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and good luck down there in Texas.
You guys have been terrific. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay, buddy, and we are coming down the stretch, as we said this morning. I want to mention, next week, we're going to talk we're going to talk venture capital. If you've ever always had a lot of questions about that, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of how to get that.
Charlie Goff is our guest. Charlie's the premier venture capital. He's an angel investor, heads up a group of investors. He can answer all our questions about venture capital.
Don't want to miss that show.
Yep.
Okay, that's Biz Talk. We'll see you next Saturday morning.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.